Good morning. We have a follow-up of yesterday when we talked about standing up for one's mother and father. And the follow-up question that we have today is, how about other relatives? For example, standing up for a grandmother, a grandfather, or if a parent gets remarried for whatever reason, one passed away or there was a divorce situation. How about that spouse of the mother or the father? How about in-laws? And also, how about other relatives? So that is going to be our subject today. Fairly quick, we're just going to learn this on a high level out of the Sefer Kima V'Hidur. So he says as follows, Tzarech lakum ibnei saba v'sabato. There's an obligation to stand up, not only for one's parents, but also for a grandfather and a grandmother as well. And it's a machlokas in the poskim what this means. Do you have to treat them the same? Or if there's a conflict between showing kavod to the mother and father, or a grandparent, the mother or father come first, but you have an otherwise an equal amount of kavod that you have to show, or it's going to be on a different level. The Haredim, for example, it's mashma that the chiyuv of kavod to one's grandparent is the same as to a parent. But having said that, this is a machlokis in the poskim, and at least as it comes to standing up for a grandmother or grandfather, the view of Rav Eliashiv Zatzal and other poskim, Shein Tzarech Lakum Ipneihem Kima Gemura, unlike a parent that you have to fully stand up for when they come in the room, so you have to stand up the whole way, it would be sufficient for a grandmother or grandfather to just get up a little. We call it hider, so get up a little bit out of your seat. That would indeed be sufficient. So that's when it comes to a grandmother or grandfather. Come into the room, you see them, maybe even just within four amos of you, get up a little bit. That suffices according to some poskim. How about if a spouse got remarried? So if you have a mother and she remarried and she, you know, have a stepfather, or the reverse, your father got remarried and there's a stepmother situation. So in fact, the poskim say here as well that there would be an obligation to show cover, to stand up for the stepmother or the stepfather as well. So that is grandfather, grandmother, at least get up a little bit. And stepmother, stepfather, then there would be a obligation to stand up as well. How about when it comes to a mother-in-law and father-in-law? Yeshakasav shetzarek lakum maleikom asob yivnei chami v'chamoso, that there would be an obligation not only to stand up a little bit, but to stand up the full way. This is not necessarily accepted by all poskim, but there are poskim that are of this view. Stand up the entire way for a mother-in-law and a father-in-law, and that is not from the distance. For a parent, you have to stand up immediately when they're viewable, even from the distance, but this would be Shbishir Arba Amos, when they are within four Amos, but stand up the entire way, and it's not only the man standing up for his in-laws, but the wife also has to stand up for her in-laws as well. And next two relatives, final two relatives, we've talked about in the past that there's an obligation to stand up when one's older brother comes in. Is it only the Bechor, or is it any older brother? That is a machlokas of the poskim, but certainly for a Bechor, there would be an obligation to stand. And when it comes to a wife standing for a husband, let's not assume that he's not a Talmud Chacham or an elderly individual. A wife would not be obligated to stand up for her husband, and the same with a husband for the wife. And then we have an interesting discussion. How about if he is a Talmud Chacham? She is a Talmud Chacham. One is elderly, one is not. We will leave that on the side for the day. On a high level, a woman is not obligated to stand up for her husband and the husband for the wife, unless maybe one is a Talmud Chacham or elderly. Have a wonderful day.